Welcome Policy Fellow at the South African Institute of Race Relations, Sarah Gon.
We have a very interesting topic with Sarah today, and that is cancel culture is a pox and a plague. Sarah, welcome as always to the show, and tell me what you mean when you say cancel culture is a pox and a plague.
The phrase is used quite frequently by a colleague of mine, which usually indicates it's just a dreadful and horrible thing and it does not serve society at all well. And what I wanted to do was just give you an egregious example of this that occurred in high academia in America. Massachusetts Institute of Technology, which is described as a jewel in world academia's crown, had invited Dorian Abbott, a University of Chicago geophysicist, to deliver a prestigious lecture on climate and potential of life on other planets. However, what he had done prior to that was what they describe in the article in Quillette, which I'm sort of taking this from, is that he had committed the campus equivalent of harakiri by taking seriously the norms of academic freedom, which academia in America claims to cherish. In an online discussion, what he'd done is talked about the growing diversity, equity, and inclusion movement, which is a synonym for the critical race theory movement. And he had stressed that the importance of treating each person as an individual worthy of dignity and respect. And in an academic context, he said that means giving everyone a fair and equal opportunity when they apply for a position, as well as allowing them to express their opinions openly, even if one disagrees with them. And he expressed the view that DEI, as currently practiced on campus, violates the ethical and legal principle of equal treatment and treats persons as merely being a means to an end, giving primacy to a statistic over the individuality of a human being. And essentially, this caused him to be pilloried by groups of students at MIT who demanded that they withdraw his invitation to lecture. And management in academia, being the courageous entities that they are, they withdrew the invitation. An opportunity was lost in every sense of the word, but something unusual happened in that there was so much as was made of this egregious event that he ended up being invited to give his lecture to Princeton. And with the resulting advertising and promotion and just general chatter about it, the number of people attending was huge, and people attended with the aim of listening to what he had to say. And so he essentially ended up, partly because he'd been treated so badly by MIT in his promotion of the very essence of freedom of expression, he ended up performing an even greater service to a larger number of people and really giving, unusually for the times we live in, one in the eye of the diversity, equity, and inclusion paradigm, which is, and I'll probably deal with this at a later stage, but it has been described, and I would agree with, it has been described as a religion, but it has the danger of, amongst other things, no redemptive qualities. So maybe we're starting to see a little bit of fight back on behalf of the freedom of expression, which can only be a good thing.
Very true. Freedom of expression is enshrined not just in our constitution, but it's a worldwide freedom that people tend to take for granted. And only when it gets pointed out that those who've fought for the right to express themselves are now those that are trying to shut others up, does it become even more of a controversial topic that really needs to be voiced publicly, because it's something that is a phenomena, and like you described it, it's a religion with no redemptive qualities.
Essentially, you can judge a country, and it will be a democracy, but you can judge a democracy by whether it allows freedom of expression. Freedom of expression is the absolute lodestar around which all other freedoms exist. Without it, the others are going to disappear as well.
Sarah Gon, thank you so much for today. We look forward to having you back on air next week, same time, same place.
Thanks, Jack.